It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
So how's that First Lady anti-cyber bullying campaign going? Good?
The President of the United States on Thursday morning took some time out of his workday to tweet a misogynistic insult about a cable TV host, something that immediately became the top news story of the day.
The President tweeted, and I quote, I heard
poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore.
Then how come low IQ crazy Mika
and psycho Joe
came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve
and insisted on joining me?
She was bleeding badly from a facelift.
I said no.
Lawmakers from both parties joined in the condemnation from Susan Collins.
The President of the United States ought to be modeling the best of behavior. He should be an example for children. He should be an example for all of us.
This is not about policy. It's about the person. It's about President Trump as an individual. I want to help him. I want him to be a successful president. Tweets like this are inconsistent with the greatness of the country and the office.
To Lindsey Graham and John McCain.
It's hard to figure. I'm just embarrassed. I mean, I embarrassed isn't the right word. I just regret it.
It doesn't astonish me because it isn't the first time that he has attacked various people that he has disagreement with. But so I'm not surprised, but I'm disappointed.
This is maddening. It's maddeningly frustrating because this is beneath the dignity of the President of the United States, or at least it should be. And it's a distraction. And it really, ultimately, it starts to undermine the president's ability to get his agenda done.
Pat Toomey and even Paul Ryan criticizing the tweets.
Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment. I think, look, what we're trying to do around here is improve the tone and the civility of the debate. And this obviously doesn't help do that.
At the White House press briefing on Thursday, Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders defended the president's actions and doubled down.
He's not going to sit back and be attacked by the liberal media, Hollywood elites, and when they hit him, he's going to hit back. The president in no way, form, or fashion has ever promoted or encouraged violence. If anything, quite the contrary. And he was simply pushing back and defending himself.
In other news, the House Appropriations Committee overwhelmingly approved an amendment that repeals the 2001 authorization for the use of military force that has served as the foundation for the United States' foreign military incursions since the September 11th terror attacks.
This is about our country. This is about our troops. This is about Congress and our constitutional responsibility to do our job. And I remember, and many were here, many were not here, those horrific days after 9/11. This resolution came before the Congress 3 days, September 14th. It was overly broad. It was 60 words. And I think at this point, 16 years later, given the nature of the threats we face, that we should, in a bipartisan way, support my amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lee. The question is on the Lee Amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay.
Oh,
in the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. Thank you, Ms. Lee.
The measure requires that the 2001 AUMF be scrapped within 240 days. Congress would still have to approve a new authorization in the interim. Barbara Lee, who proposes this amendment every year, said she plans to continue to build support. The Trump administration reversed a decision late Thursday as its revised travel ban took effect and said fiancés would be considered close family members and therefore allowed to travel to the U.S., but grandparents still aren't. The 90-day ban took effect at 8 p.m. Eastern, along with a 120-day ban on all refugees. The state of Hawaii challenged the new partial travel ban, asking a federal judge to determine whether the administration had interpreted the court's decision too narrowly. Hawaii called the refusal to recognize grandparents and other relatives as an acceptable family relationship, quote, a plain violation of the Supreme Court's command. In the continuing battle over the future of the Affordable Care Act, a new CBO analysis says that the federal government will spend 35% less on Medicaid in two decades if the Senate repeal bill becomes law. Federal Medicaid outlays would be 26% less in 2026 compared to current law. The gap then widens to 35% in 2036. And finally, the Wall Street Journal Thursday evening broke a news story that, if true, could be the first real evidence of collusion between someone in the Trump campaign and Russian hackers. The Wall Street Journal's Shane Harris explains.
Peter W. Smith was 81 when he passed away about a month ago. Longtime Chicago businessman and pretty well-known GOP operative in some circles. He mounted a private effort beginning in Labor Day of last year during the campaign to obtain from hackers emails that he believed had been on Hillary Clinton's private server and that were stolen by hackers. And he went out and made contact with a number of groups, he claimed, including some in Russia. And in emails and in conversations with associates, Mr. Smith portrayed Michael Flynn as somebody who was aware of this effort and implied that he was an ally in that. We interviewed people who talked to Smith at the time who said that he told them he had been talking to General Flynn about this. Important to remember that at that time this was happening, Mike Flynn was the senior national security advisor to Donald Trump on the campaign. And this effort really began in earnest on the part of Mr. Smith about a month after Donald Trump famously at that Florida campaign rally said, Russia, if you're listening, could you please go find the 30,000 emails that Hillary Clinton claims she deleted from her server? That's what Smith was looking for.
And that's a bit of what's news for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. We are 100% listener-supported, and we can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.